From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A Northern California agritourism hotspot is bouncing back after the devastating Caldor fire narrowly missed the Apple Hill region of El Dorado County. The fire, which burned all the way to the Tahoe Basin, closed U.S. Highway 50 and scared off many of the thousands of tourists who pack Apple Hill starting each September. But local farms and attractions are banking on an October rebound with the smoke cleared and roads open. The USDA will invest nearly $75 million for 15 projects to address natural resource concerns on private lands. This year, projects funded by the Regional Conservation Partnership's alternative funding arrangements focuses on climate-smart agriculture and forestry and other conservation priorities to improve access for historically underserved producers. As part of this year's projects, NRCS prioritized those supporting smart strategies on working lands to help sequester carbon, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and mitigate the impact of climate change. U.S. restaurants with supply chain issues for their food products are also dealing with issues around upgrading kitchen equipment. Restaurant Business reports it can sometimes take months to get equipment in the door thanks to a backlog of imports that's left two dozen or more container ships waiting outside of U.S. ports. Avanti Restaurant Solutions CEO Mark Rossi says supply chain challenges could be expected through at least January of 2023 or longer. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.